Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. No hands, no nothing. It's too hot. Just don't even dance. Don't even look at me. Just go somewhere else.
Don't touch me. Yeah. Don't do anything. It's too hot.
Yesterday was, I hate people that complain about the weather, but I've become one of them. Yesterday was unbearable, Laura. Unbearable.
Yes, it was.
I looked at my weather app on my phone and yesterday afternoon, and I thought, it's got to be 100 degrees. It was 99, right? But then my phone reminds me that the real feel is 103. I'm like... Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you for that.
I did get a heat warning on my phone when I was outside yesterday afternoon, and that was the first time that that had happened.
Okay, now is that your phone warning you that it's getting hot, or the phone warning you that you're getting hot?
Both.
Okay.
So first I got a notification from the weather app, from the AccuWeather app, and it was like, hey, heat index warning. Stay inside if you can. And then... because I was outside, my phone needed to cool down before I could use it.
Yeah, there you go.
I never had that happen before.
Yeah, because especially if you have it laying somewhere, screen up, you know, and the sun's beating on the screen. It was just like, there was some point yesterday afternoon where I'll admit it, I just like surrendered. I was like, I'm done with this. I'm going home. This is unhealthy.
I think a lot of people did that yesterday, especially on a Monday.
And I'm driving a Jeep with the top down, and it's still like, oh my God, it's unbearably hot. I'm done. I'm going home. I don't care if anybody catches me laying around in the house. I'm turning the AC on, and I'm just, you know, going to work from home. Today...
that's the beauty of technology.
Yeah. Today,
send a
87,
couple of
you know, you find yourself feeling good about 87. That's ridiculous, too, you know? Hey, Laura, it's only going to be 87 today. Woo!
It's going to be a gorgeous day.
Yeah, so I don't know. I'm sorry that I've become one of them people, but it's like a real feel of 103 is a little bit too much for this cowboy.
A little warm.
And what did somebody say to me last week? Somebody said, do you really want to move to New England? Is that really where you want to spend the rest of your life? I said, yeah. And they said, it's cold up there in the winter. I said, it's cold right here in the winter, too. We've had some pretty cold winters in central PA. I just want to go where I have all four seasons. And please, don't make any of them extreme. When I was on vacation, the hottest it got was like 75. I was like, perfect. I'll take it. But here, forget about it. So there's my rant for the day. It was just too hot yesterday, and I actually worried about you. I was thinking to myself, I wonder if Laura's okay. You know, because you're the outdoorsy type.
I was good. I was checking on the ponies, making sure that they had water.
Okay.
All of the animals, I was fine. The heat doesn't bother me, though. I mean, it was too much yesterday, don't get me wrong. But you move at a slower pace when it's that hot.
That's it. I mean, Mark Lawrence is an outdoor type guy, and he wasn't even in the great outdoors yesterday. It was too hot.
No, I didn't do anything. It was 99 on my car, so...
there you go.
I backed the truck into the garage, opened the inside door, opened the outside, like it's a sally port so that you don't have to touch the outside.
like you're in the International Space Station, right? It's like, go outside.
I'm docking, honey. I'll be in a moment.
Oh, my God.
94KX, things are getting strange. Maybe it's the heat, maybe it's the COVID wearing on us, but some of the weirdest headlines ever. Dozens of teenagers trashed a miniature golf arcade in Memphis yesterday just because one of the machines wasn't working. They just completely trashed the place. Authorities were called in to arrest the teens. Unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness.
Meanwhile, closer to home, an Amish guy was arrested yesterday for driving his buggy drunk, blowing through a stop sign, nearly causing an accident, and flipping over the buggy in the middle of the intersection. What was that movie I'm thinking of? Kingpin, I think?
You are such a loser. You're a bona fide schmuck.
There you go. Yeah, that was Woody Harrelson. Kingpin, anybody? Randy Quaid was the Amish guy. Anybody? Never mind. And in New York, what is going on with our buddies Alex and Drew, known as the Chain Smokers, throwing a big party that was supposed to be COVID safe, but it got out of control.
Oh boy, they're in some trouble.
Yeah.
New York Governor Cuomo has tweeted that they will be investigating, apparently over the weekends in the Hamptons.
Mm-hmm.
They had a drive-in concert. It was to be a fundraiser. Tickets ranged, Tom,
yeah,
anywhere from $1,200 to $25,000.
So that means, like, that's a great fundraiser, except you're supposed to stay in your car.
And no one did.
The video is pretty wild.
The video looks like a rager.
Yeah, that's exactly what it looks like. It doesn't look like something you'd see at the Point Drive-In outside Nori. You know what I mean? I mean,
to give the organizers credit,
okay,
they did have folks fill out an online COVID questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
Once their tickets had been purchased, there were temperature checks, and they said that you had to remain in your vehicles and social distance.
And it didn't happen.
However,
the music was good. Everybody got out, started dancing, rubbing bodies. Look,
I see no vehicles.
Yeah, you know, every single shot I'm looking at on the video screens here, I'm not seeing any cars.
Yeah, so I don't know what kind of drive-in concert this was, but it looks like a stage and a normal concert to me.
Yes, and here's another point, Lori. You don't want to make Governor Cuomo angry. You just don't.
He's kind of like the Hulk that way. You don't want to see him angry. Apparently, the Department of Health in New York State is now getting involved. And he said, quote, "We have no tolerance for illegal and reckless endangerment of public health."
Be a rock star.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX. I never wanted to be a rock star. I want to be like Regis, though. I do.
Oh, yeah.
The kind words were just pouring in yesterday on television and from some people that, you know, Laura, you would expect, like, we wanted to hear from Kathy Lee, right? The original co-host. We wanted to hear from her.
I was up from Tennessee, where I live most of the time. And, of course, the first call I always make is to Regis and Joy. And so I said, can we get together? Can we have some lunch? So they came over about 2 weeks ago. I saw Reach get out of the car with Joy, and I'd sensed much more fragility than I'd seen in him since the last time in January out in Los Angeles. We just had the best time. And after they left, I just thought to myself, Lord, is that the last time I'm going to see my friend? Because he was failing. I could tell.
What will you miss the most about Regis?
Everything.
Oh.
I'm just so grateful the Lord gave me that final time. And it was so precious because when I talked to Joy the day that I found out, right after he had passed, she said, the day that we came to have lunch with you, she said, it was the last time I heard him laugh.
The last time she heard him laugh. That's friendship right there. Kathy Lee Gifford. And then, of course, Kelly Ripa chimed in.
Mark and I were lucky enough to have all of our children with us this past weekend. So we were all together when we heard this horrible news. And as people get older, you know, you always know that certain things are inevitable. And passing away is one of those things. But Regis is one of the people that we all believed would somehow figure out a way around the inevitable. You know, it was not in the cards, I suppose. It was announced that he will be buried at his beloved Notre Dame, which I know just means the world to him.
Yes, he will. They will bury him at Notre Dame.
That is wonderful.
You know what's cool? You never have to say his last name. It's like as soon as you say Regis, everybody knows who you're talking about.
Everyone knows Regis is Regis.
So what
have to say.
You know, we probably think his last name is Kathy Lee or Kelly or whoever, you know. But anyway, someone stepped up yesterday as well on the live with Kelly and Ryan's show to talk about how much Regis meant to him. And that was Kiefer Sutherland.
In 2001, when 24 had just started, we needed all the help we could to get the awareness out. And Regis had said that he was a fan of the show right before I went on for the very first time. And he knew that I was really nervous. And if you watch the segment, he laughs just a little louder if I tell a joke, or he seems more focused if I'm telling a story. And he did everything he could in my little segment to make me feel as safe and comfortable as possible. And I will never forget that. And that'll always be the first thing that comes to my mind when I think of him.
Unbelievable. I mean, some of the things that are said about this guy, you know,
I feel like he's one of those people that you could just talk about on and on and on because he seemed so kind and genuine, honestly, and what a staple he was on daytime television.
We need more people like Regis, don't we?
Yes, we do.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, 7 o'clock news, sports and AccuWeather coming up next. It's so bad. The COVID is so bad in Miami. Police have set up mask traps.
Oh.
I mean, what do they do? Sit in their police car and stick a radar gun out the window to make it look like they're stopping you for speeding? No, it has nothing to do with driving your car. The mask traps are actually just cops walking up and down the street, stopping people who aren't wearing masks and giving them, ready for it, a $100 fine.
Whoa. That's a little steeper than a parking ticket.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, they're giving tickets for not wearing masks.
It was like a trap. It was a mask trap. As I'm talking, it slides down a little bit, so my nose was naked.
You have to wear it properly. You're not wearing properly. It's not sound like you're wearing it at all.
$110. Use a little more common sense than ticketing people with masks on their actual face. You know, why don't you go after people who have no mask?
That guy does have a point. He was talking to somebody and his mask slipped down and a cop stepped in and gave him a $110 fine. He's saying, hey, how about stopping the people that aren't wearing them at all? Mine just slipped off my nose, he said. But, well, yeah. $100. Wow.
Wow.
All of a sudden, you know, all of a sudden me speeding is not a bad thing.
I mean, you still shouldn't speed, Tom.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:16. Good morning. Laura, has this happened to you yet? Because it is allergy season, and even if you don't have allergies, have you coughed in public and everybody just, like, panics?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. And you know why I coughed, honestly?
Why?
I, like, choked on my Mentos.
Oh, there you go. It happens, right?
Yes. And I remember I was standing in line. I think I want to say I was going to buy something at Sheetz, in all honesty.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, like one of those big ones.
Right, right.
And the woman in front of me, like, just did this about face.
Yeah.
Stared at me.
Same
and
thing.
I was like, oh, I'm fine. Sorry, I have my mask on. Like, I'm good. Uh-huh. She just stared me down.
Yeah, same thing happened to me. I was walking into Wise Markets, and when you pass, like, it was so hot yesterday. When you pass through a doorway and the air conditioning hits you, like, I get that itchiness in my throat. I don't know where it comes from, but it must be some kind of allergy. So I go from the extreme heat to the nice, comfy cool, and I'm like, you know, everybody starts looking at me like, it's COVID, man. Ah! And they all start running, and I'm like, wait, man, it's just... I've got allergies, and they're like, right. So I got thinking last night in my studio, it's time to get the, it's time to get the Quarantine Boys back together. And for all you with that raspy, gaspy cough.
I wore my mask for sure, because you don't know where everybody's been.
No.
I got weak in the knees amongst the groceries. I pulled my mask down and I said, don't mind my cough, my raspy, raspy cough. Please don't flip me off if I should sneeze.
Yeah, put that finger away.
Now I know what you've seen. It's not COVID-19. It's just my stupid summer allergy.
Yeah! Thank you. So please, when somebody coughs today, don't give them that one-gun salute. They might just have allergies.
They do just have allergies.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Remember the time we thought personal hygiene was important? Well, then along came coronavirus and forget about it.
Personal hygiene is always important.
Believe it or not, it's on the decline. Come on, people. Take a shower. Clean yourself up.
Yes.
Just because the camera on your laptop isn't really good during the Zoom meetings doesn't mean... You don't have to look good. I grew a beard on vacation, and I still have it. You know how I always save my beard for the wintertime?
You do. I'm surprised that you still have that, actually.
So am I.
It's been so warm.
I almost shaved it off yesterday, trust me. Real feel, 103 degrees. I was like, get rid of this thing. I feel like a grizzly bear. Anyway, believe it or not, Laura, deodorant sales have plummeted. Soap sales are down. You know, hand soap, face.
Really?
People are washing their hands, but not the rest of their body? What's going on?
I don't know if I want to touch this one with the 10-foot pole.
Yeah. Social distance would be a 6-foot pole, but yeah, I get you. You know, stay 10 feet away from that person who you do have to see in the grocery store who seems to be skipping the deodorant aisle.
Oh, this isn't even B.O. This is beyond B.O. It's B.B.O.
This should be a B.O. squad that patrols the city like a smell Gestapo to sniff them out, strip them down, and wash them with a big soapy brush.
You always, the smell Gestapo.
You always have to turn to Seinfeld to make things funny. Good morning, everyone. Please take a shower. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning news. Coming up next to check on the sports and the AccuWeather as well. It's a Try It Tuesday. What do we got? What are we doing?
Ooh, it's going to be so good, especially for these hot summer days.
Okay. Is it?
Have you ever heard of an agua fresca?
I know what fresca is. I love fresca and vodka.
Are you talking about fresca the soda?
Yes.
No. An agua fresca.
Okay, because I used to make vodka frescas, and I used to call them freschinis. Get it, martini? So I used to call them freschinis and serve them to friends, and they thought there were so many ingredients in there that the drink was just fascinating. No, it was just vodka and fresca. But anyway, so this agua, say it again. I don't know.
It's an agua fresca.
An agua fresca. Is it something we drink or something we eat?
No, it's something that we drink.
Okay.
And it can be made with literally any fresh summer fruit that is available at all of the awesome local farmers markets right now, especially cantaloupe or watermelon.
Mmm, this sounds delicious. All right, Try It Tuesday happens every Tuesday here with Tom and Laura at 8:15. She mixes it up or cooks it up and then goes live on Facebook. That's all on the way. You are the Try It expert.
I guess so.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. I don't want to be lonely anymore, but hey, you got a social distance, so come here. Give me, no, hug, no, handshake, no, high five, no, none of that. Just stay your 6 feet away. Thank you.
I like
very
the
much.
Peace sign. It works.
The peace sign. There you go. County fairs that are still being held across the country are now urging people attending the fair to stay a cow length away. That's kind of clever, I think.
It's super clever.
And they're even using cow sound effects over their loudspeakers, reminding people to stay a cow length way away. Now, if the
is Matt the news guy to make the animal sound effects?
Nobody does it better than Matt. That's right. I had to use an actual cow. Anyway, I think if the Bloomsburg Fair is a go, they should not use cow sound effects. They should just remind people at the fair to keep a Dr. Rachel Levine length away. There you go. It's just kind of trying to make it up to the doctor there. She's about 6 feet tall. So there.
Yeah. That's kind of not funny.
Try it
at all,
Tuesday.
Actually.
Hey, I'm
not funny.
I'm with the doctor. It wasn't a joke, Laura. It was real.
Okay.
6 feet away. Try It Tuesday. You're in your kitchen making beverages. Now,
indeed, I am.
How do we paint a picture of this before we go Facebook Live?
It's an agua fresca.
Okay.
Fruit, water, ice.
Okay.
Blender.
Ooh.
Maybe a zhuzh or two.
Okay.
Like I like to do. And then you strain it over ice and have yourself a sweet, cool treat for a hot summer day.
All right. Now, what for those of us who can't see it yet, we might be driving and watching the Facebook Live video later. What fruit have you chosen?
I got a little sugar baby, a watermelon.
Oh, okay.
Do you know those cute little guys?
Yeah, the real
they're
small
like
ones.
Perfect and round and sweet, and they have no seeds in them whatsoever.
Okay.
That's what I'm using.
So you're going to chop that up and put it in the blender with the ice?
Yes, indeed. And here's the thing. You can make this into an adult beverage if you want to later on in the evening, Tom.
Okay, but for now, it's great for the kids on a summer day, right?
Yes, perfect for breakfast, perfect for an afternoon treat, especially if it's super hot like it was yesterday and super hot like it's going to be today. Mm-hmm. It's refreshing and healthy.
There it is. You can watch it Facebook Live coming up next. Try it Tuesday from Laura's Kitchen. Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
94KX. J-Lo had a birthday. A-Rod had a birthday. They're both partied out. Just forget about them. Tom and Laura in the morning. Laura's out of the kitchen. The Try It Tuesday has been done for the week. And we'll do it again next week. So that's cool. News is coming up next. Sports and weather. What's in a name as far as a town? Pennsylvania has some pretty weird town names, right? I mean, you got...
I love all of the town names in Pennsylvania, like Punxsutawney, for example.
Yeah, that's a great example.
That have that Native American influence.
Right. That's cool. But how about all that Amish Lancaster stuff?
Like a bird in hand?
Blue balls and intercourse and all that. They did not make the list of the nation's weirdest town names. I'm disappointed.
Really?
Pennsylvania didn't even make the top 10, Laura. I mean,
what?
Come on. I mean, even locally, you got Red Cross and Hebe and all those neat little patches out of the coal region as well. I don't know. We didn't make it. The number one weird name is Booger Hollow, Arkansas.
Booger.
It tied with Booger Hole, West Virginia. Here's one. Number 8, Missouri. Is there a number 7 and a number 9? We don't know. And 96, South Carolina. Wow.
Does Route 96 go through that town?
I don't know. That would make sense then if it did. Mm-hmm. Coming in number 3 on the list, Paint Lick, Kentucky.
Oh my gosh. Kids. These are fantastic.
Kids, don't try this at home. Don't lick the paint, okay? Here's one I never heard of, and I thought I knew the state of Maryland inside out. Accident, Maryland. Wonder what the car insurance is there.
Probably pretty high, pretty steep.
Coming in at number 5, Satan's Kingdom, Massachusetts. Ooh. Wonder if it's near Salem.
It's next to Salem. Yeah,
here comes the witch hunts. They're coming back. Don't know how smart you have to be to live in Dummer, New Hampshire.
Oh, geez.
Handsome Eddie, New York. Wonder who Handsome Eddie is. And then you have these tied for 8th.
Oh, boy.
Dull, Ohio. Boring, Oregon. And Bland, Virginia.
See, but those names, they are dull, bland, and boring. This is why I want Punxsutawney and Blue Balls to make the list.
I'm with you all the way. Number 9, the category is Random Sounds. Eek, Alaska. What Cheer, Iowa. Zap, North Dakota. And Ding Dong, Texas.
That's hilarious.
How'd you like to be from Ding Dong, Texas?
Fantastic.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Ding Dong High School Football.
Actually, Tom, we should move. We need to be the announcers in that town.
Ding Dong High School Football. Here comes the ding-a-lings onto the field now. Anyway, and finally, we have animals. That would be Laura's category coming in at number 10.
It would be.
We have Frog Eye, Alabama, Catfish Paradise, Arizona. Here's a good one. Flea Hill, Delaware. Oof. Makes you itch.
Oh, I like that.
Chicken Bristle, Illinois.
Chicken what?
Bristle. Chicken
Bristle.
I don't know. Is that a soup? I don't know. Elephant Butt, New Mexico.
It sounds like an insult from my nephew.
Yeah. You look like an elephant butt.
You're an elephant butt.
No, you are. So is your mom. You know, that kind of
thing. MacGyver, you're an elephant butt.
He's going to bite your butt.
I just offended.
There it is. Oh, see, he's mad at you now. There's plenty.
Everybody just got offended.
There's Plenty Bears, South Dakota, Mosquitoville, Vermont, and Worms, Nebraska. Wow. Thank God.
Quite the list.
Thank God for Punxsutawney.
Yes.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. We live in a day and age where we get excited for something and then it doesn't happen. Thanks to COVID. No Riverfest, know the Valley's Got Talent. So we're all kind of disappointed and... But no, no, curtains up! Curtains up! Yeah!
This is so cool.
This is going to be the best thing that we have seen in a while. 94KX hosting the first ever virtual at-home talent show. 94KX Curtains Up. And we thank Oberdorf's Carpet One and Susquehanna Valley Limousine for helping us make this happen. Hey, if you got talent, we want to see it on video, right, Laura?
That's right. Any age, any kind. Just send us a two-minute video or less showcasing you and your talent.
Yeah, and watch for it, okay? Listen for it here on 94KX or go to our Facebook page. And it's Curtains Up. And we like to thank our other sponsors involved as well, like Knoebels, Mifflinburg Bank and Trust, Pennsylvania Mentor, Papa John's, and the all-new Sweet Stop. Watch for it. Coming soon to 94KX Facebook. You could create a jingle here if you want, Laura. Curtains up!
Ooh, curtains up. It's time for curtains up. Oh, it needs to be like zingy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Details keep coming. Make sure your talent is ready.